out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Well, you know, David, over the last few weeks, we have been spending a day, one of our second cups, on these wonderful videos that Archbishop Stample has been producing. They're on evangelization, and he's been talking about, you know, kind of a different theme for each one of these weeks. I love that for the Valentine's week, St. Valentine's week, this week he's talking about attending to our relationships.
Yeah.
They're so beautifully produced. You can find them on Archbishop's YouTube channel, but I pulled the audio of his part three. Thought we'd play it for you right now.
If we're going to be able to share our relationship with God, well, we got to make sure that we're in a right relationship with God and that we're growing in our love for God. It takes time with Jesus, and this is really important. You know, in all of our relationships, but especially love relationships, those relationships they grow, they flourish, they're nourished, they're strengthened by the time we spend with our loved one, the conversations we have with our loved one, the giving of ourselves to our loved one. Well, it's no different in our relationship with God. God's very personal, in other words. You know, sometimes we have God as this abstract, divine being out there somewhere. That's not God. God is profoundly personal. He's person. He's the epitome of personhood. And he wants that relationship with us, but that's only going to happen if we spend time with him and talk with him. And if that relationship then gets right, and get to know him, especially in the scriptures, you know, reading the Bible, reading the words of Jesus, just getting to know him, then we begin to fall in love. Begin to fall in love with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Archbishop Stample getting so passionate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And of course, every one of these videos ends with this same kind of tag at the end. Jesus changes everything.
Right.
And it just is, just hearing that again, it just is so moving and so profound. Archbishop Stample is getting to that relationship with Christ and God, the way that we talked about with Patricia Mackey,
mm-hmm.
about how we have got to tend to those relationships with the people that we love. Well, if we say that we love Jesus, we love God, well, that's got to be the number one relationship
yeah.
that we put in, you know, energy into.
What was the story? I think you did this story the other day, and it was talking about the Beatitudes.
Oh, yeah, of course. It was those beautiful Beatitudes. In fact, I think that the homily highlight
talked
about the Beatitudes. And in this particular verse that we read from last Sunday, it's very specific, whereas we often hear, you know, blessed are those who are poor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this reading, this from last Sunday, blessed are you. For this is what happens. It really
yeah.
gets very personal in that relationship on how we are meant to be. And so it's just a really wonderful catechesis that's continuing. Again, as I said, Archbishop Stample putting these on his YouTube channel. And you know, the other thing that is very difficult, and I think maybe we can also link with what Patricia said, you know, in our first discussion,
I
said, why do we treat the people that we love the most so badly sometimes?
Yeah.
And she said that's because they are safe, right?
Yeah.
Well, when things go wrong in your life and bad things happen, wow, we turn on God so quickly when he's the one that we should be turning to help us get through these things. God doesn't want us to suffer, but it is a reality
yeah.
in our own lives. So definitely, you know, tend to that relationship. And boy, look, if you have it right with God, think about how that will bleed into all the other relationships.
That's right.
In your life.
You know, it's interesting too, because we mentioned this at the start of the show this morning, that today is National Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Mm.
And things that you can do to be kind to people. And again, we've talked about this before, when you are kind to someone, it makes you feel better as well.
Oh.
It reflects back on you and your spirit. And so we were talking a little bit about what sorts of things you might do today as a random act of kindness. And one of the things we talked about, particularly this is good for a morning idea, is pay for the coffee or meal of a person in front of you or in back of you in line. I mean, how great would that be today if you go into your favorite coffee shop and there's somebody behind you and you say, here's what I want, and then you turn to the person behind you and say, what would you like? Let me get that for you today.
Oh, I love that. You know, many years ago, Scott used to attend Mass on Saturday evenings with his father when he would serve, and they would always go to dinner, the two of them, afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently after Mass, they went to dinner, and somebody from church was also there. Scott had no idea who it was, but when it was time to pay their bill, it had already been taken care of.
That's amazing.
And it's those kinds of things that you realize and you value those relationships, those ability, even when they're anonymous. You don't forget those things, and it reminds you how important it is to be good to each other.
Yeah, and I think when something like that happens, it's the old idea of pay it forward. It makes you want to do something nice to someone. It's just like, somebody did that for me, I need to pay that forward to someone else as well. So, yeah, they're great stories. The other thing you could do today, leave somebody a note. Just say, hey, thank you for whatever. No explanation needed. Just a nice note or a nice word for someone.
Right.
Just to say, give them a word of encouragement. Tell them how much you appreciate them. I mean, there's lots of different things you can say to people in supporting them and letting them know how you feel.
David, that just, you know, I'm just thinking about that. You know, if I were to do a random note for Scott and say, oh, thank you so much, or I did this or whatever, he'd go,
What'd you do?
Why? Right? Yeah, he always wanted to be so suspicious of it.
Why'd you get me flowers?
That's right.
Yeah. What'd you do wrong? But
for no reason, but because I love you. You want to spend time with the person that you love. You know, it is Thursday. I know that at the cathedral, St. Mary's Cathedral in Portland, well, they have adoration all day today.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to spend some face time with the person that you love, go to adoration for a little while. And then that bond that you create with Christ, well, bring it home with you and then spend a little face time with the person that you love. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup. I will definitely put a link to Archbishop Sample's series on evangelization so you can see the video of that. You're going to find that on the podcast, materdayradio.com.